This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hezbollah launches a drone attack on northern Israel, AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says it launched a drone attack early on Monday on northern Israel that the Israeli military said wounded two Israeli troops and set off a fire. The Iranian-backed Hezbollah says in a statement it targeted a military base in northern Israel in response to attacks and assassinations carried out by Israel in several villages in south Lebanon. The attack does not appear to be part of a more intense retaliation expected in response to the killing of Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukur by Israel last week. The two sides have exchanged near daily strikes against the backdrop of the war in Gaza, but have previously kept the conflict at a low level, not escalating into a full-on war. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned on Monday, ending 15 years in power as thousands of protesters defied a military curfew and stormed her official residence. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the details.
The news of the resignation was confirmed by officials from the military and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who requested anonymity. Thousands appear to have entered Hasina's official residence in Dhaka on Monday following weeks of violent demonstrations and clashes with security forces. The protests began peacefully in late June as students sought an end to a quota system for government jobs, but it turned violent after clashes between protesters and police and pro-government activists at Dhaka University. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will hold an urgent meeting with ministers and top law enforcement officials as he seeks to end days of street violence and attacks on hotels housing asylum seekers. Lawlessness has swept the country over the past 6 days as right-wing activists use social media to whip up anger over a stabbing rampage at a dance class that left 3 girls dead and many more wounded. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Sudanese government body has denied that famine exists in the Zamzam camp for internally displaced people in North Darfur, in contradiction to the findings of a global food monitor. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
The Famine Review Committee said in a report on Thursday that famine, confirmed when acute malnutrition and mortality criteria are met, is ongoing in the camp and likely to persist until at least October. And it comes after more than 15 months of war between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The Sudanese government blamed the Rapid Support Forces for imposing what it said was a blockade on North Darfur's capital, Al-Fasher, that has led to shortages of food and aid. The RSF on Friday declared full solidarity with the victims of the famine and repeated an offer to work with the United Nations to facilitate the delivery of aid.
David Doyle from Reuters. Hurricane Debby has made landfall in northern Florida as a Category 1 storm, bringing with it the potential for record-setting rains, catastrophic flooding, and life-threatening storm surge. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Debby has maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. The storm made landfall Monday morning near Steinhatchee in the Big Bend area of Florida's Gulf Coast. Forecasters warn heavy rain could spawn catastrophic flooding in Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia. Nearly 214,000 customers were without power in Florida on Monday morning. Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu called on Sunday for a suspension of protests against a cost-of-living crisis, saying this would create an opportunity for dialogue. His first public comments since frustrated citizens took to the streets last week. Reuters' Leila Shirakshahi reports.
Sunday's comments were President Bola Tinubu's first since protesters took to the streets last week.
I want to assure you that our government is committed to listening and addressing the concerns of our citizens. But we must not let violence and destruction tear our nation apart.
Amnesty International has said at least 13 people were killed in clashes with security forces on the first day of protests on Thursday.
Reuters correspondent Leila Shirakshahi. North Korea has marked the delivery of 250 nuclear-capable missile launchers to frontline military units as leader Kim Jong-un said his country should prepare for prolonged confrontation with the United States. State media said Monday the launchers were freshly produced by North Korea's munitions factories and designed to fire tactical ballistic missiles, a term that describes systems capable of delivering lower-yield nuclear weapons. Kim made his comments at a ceremony in Pyongyang on Sunday, where Army green launcher trucks lined a large street with seemingly thousands of spectators. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.